are making the prize-winning scones. That is my Nana's recipe. She came up with it herself. She eliminated the butter out of it to make it easier. My mum used to make scones all the time for the shearers and things for morning tea.
For the shearers?
Yeah. We used to have to feed the shearers in the shed. Wow. So she'd always take down scones. And that's why it's just a really quick, easy recipe.
Where was this?
A place called Pulley Top, just outside of Wagga Wagga in country New South Wales.
And what was your Nana's name?
Peg, short for Margaret.
Oh, Peg.
She was known in Wagga as Peg Rodham.
Oh, yeah, so you're a good Wagga girl.
Yes.
Prize-winning scones. What do you mean by prize-winning scones?
Oh, well, I used to enter the show, Wagga Wagga Show, as a girl growing up.
Yeah.
We all used Nana's recipe to enter the show.
Really? Did you used to bake with Nana?
Yeah, we did. Spent a lot of time with Nana because I'm actually a twin and my younger sisters are twins. So Amanda and I were shipped off to Nana's a lot growing up.
We've got your two daughters here now. Do you bake with them?
Yes, I do.
And they're prize winners too, aren't they? Claudia, you're a prize winner?
Yeah.
Are you going to help Mum today?
Yeah.
Georgia, you helping Mum?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's get into it. We've so what are we going to call these Peg Shearing Shed scones? That's a bit of a mouthful.
Yeah, well, it is. Well, maybe after my mum, Pam's Shearing Shed scones.
Because Pam's who started winning the prizes for them.
Yeah, my mum, and that was her mum who came up with the recipe.
They must have been glad when you left town then, if you were taking out the...
I haven't entered for years. It's only when we came up here, and we actually went round the Gold Coast show one year, and I was actually quite shocked at how little entries there are these days in the show.
Wow.
And that made me sort of enter the kids in.
So what is the basic recipe that we are making today?
Recipe.
So it's an easy shearing shed scone.
Yeah. See, there's no butter. 3 cups of self-raising flour.
In goes the flour into your beautiful big bowl.
A couple of pinches of salt.
Yeah.
And then Claudia's going to just pour it all in. She's going to pour in the cream.
Well, there's a fair bit of cream there. How much is that?
300 mil.
300 mil. So that's a lot of cream.
The cold knife?
Was that a cold knife?
No, I heard that on one of your things. It's not a cold knife. It's just out of the kitchen drawer.
Yep.
So you just mix that around with a knife. And then you just add milk to sort of it's a bit sloppy because you can always add flour back into it. But if it's too dry when you turn it out, the scones are going to be
So you're free pouring?
Yeah, you've just got to,
sense, feel it. The scone sense.
Yeah, you've got to.
My scone sense is tingling.
That's right. So that's actually a pretty good guess for the first time round.
That is.
We normally use a glass, but we moved and I've broken my scone. A Vegemite one, you get from Woolies or wherever. Yes, please.
So you've got 4 kids, is that right?
Yes, I've got 4, 2 boys and 2 girls.
So that you are a very busy person then.
Very busy with sport and school and everything like that.
You're working that dough and those hands, you know what you're doing. That is amazing, like baker.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah,
so you just need a bit, don't over knead it, as my mother says, because otherwise they go too high.
I've been too scared to work my dough, but you are giving it a good go.
Giving it a good go here. And so we're nearly up to... about to cut them. So like I said, it's really fast and really...
That is so fast.
Really easy recipe. So we just sort of flatten it out. So if you were making for the show...
Yeah.
Scones aren't allowed to be any wider than 5 centimetres.
So there are quite a lot of rules around.
Yeah, big rules. And they're not allowed to touch in the oven.
Oh, they're not allowed to touch in the oven.
No, show ones aren't.
Wow. How'd you find all these rules out? Is it just online?
No, it's in the Ekka. They do have great big tips and hints for the show cooking.
Okay. With entering the Ekka, did you expect to get that blue ribbon?
No. I've entered twice. The first year I got nothing.
Yeah.
And that's where the Ekka are actually pretty good.
Okay. Claudia's going to do the cutting for us. They give you feedback?
Yes, and they give you feedback. So the first year they said my oven was uneven. So, and that's why the scones probably didn't come up.
So what do you do about that if you're...
Well, we've moved, so that's a bit lucky.
You moved house.
Moved house just for the scones.
What else do you do that's different for the show that you would... So you use a glass for a cutter for the show?
No. I went out and found a cutter that would work for the actual... 5 centimetre rule, and I would normally sift.
How do you find out that you've won?
Well, the Ecker actually release it online, but I don't look at them because I want to be mainly for the kids, kids to be surprised when we go to the show.
Well, how'd you feel? How'd you feel, kids, when you saw you won?
Good.
Yeah, good.
Good.
Good, of course. Is there any more? Excited?
They like the money side of it.
You win a bit of coin.
You win money.
How much do you win for your ones? What section was it that you won in?
Novice.
Yeah, because that's right. Now you get to move up, don't you?
I have to move up. I haven't got a choice. I'm not allowed to enter into the novice section anymore once you win.
You're out.
You're out. You've got to go in the open section.
And so you're going to do it this year?
Yeah. Have another go. Yeah, see what happens.
And is that more serious?
Oh, the show's very serious. Some people are. It depends.
So how much do you win for the novice scone section?
I think they were $20.
Whoa.
But it cost you... the Eck is actually quite dear to enter. Well, I call it dear. The Gold Coast show, and that's like a couple of dollars.
Yeah.
And I think the Eck is about $9.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. But it's all a bit of fun, though.
Yeah,
and it's supporting the show.
And getting kids excited about being part of their community and baking.
That's right. So Claudia's still going to be in the under-9s this year. So hopefully we'll see how she goes. She's the one who likes to bake out of the four of them. Mm. I think the boys are giving it the flick.
But is it nice that your girls are getting something that was passed down from your grandmother?
Absolutely.
That it's part of your family.
Absolutely. My mother's well known for her scones in Wagga, and my Nana was well known as well.
They're like little parts of us, though, that get passed through the generations, these recipes.
Exactly.
Okay, so they're looking pretty good. You girls finished cutting?
Nearly.
Is that what they'd look like? Is that show pretty much show quality, though?
These ones today?
No,
they're just like run-of-the-mill.
They're cooking from Brad. Okay, we've got some scone wars going on over here. Yeah, they can fight on the radio. We love it. Like a couple of politicians.
You should be able to get two on that. Oh, yeah, the oven's ready to go.
220?
About 220. And then we just do the tops with a bit of milk.
You browns them up?
Yes, puts a nice browning on the top.
I'm just feeding the scones for you, Fred.
You're concentrating there, Georgia. Look at you three. You all look so beautiful baking there together. It's amazing.
So we're ready to rock.
Okay, in the oven they go.
Have put the milk on to make it go brown. We're about to top them in, put them into the oven. Timer,
Katrina, how long for?
Oh, about 10 minutes, but they normally go... Normally they'll take about 15, but it just depends on the day.
And now the girls clean the kitchen while we wait. Is that right?
No.
There we go. Go time.
All right, we'll go and check them. I'll just turn that off.
Oh, they have popped. Popped.
Probably gone. Okay.
They have popped. Look at the size of them. I have never seen such a good pop. Onto an old tea towel. Claudia's folding one end and you're folding. So wrap them up in a little Christmas bundle, the scones.
Something like that. I think it keeps them nice and soft and they stops them from going hard. I don't know.
Do you always do that?
Yes.
Always do that.
Always put them in. Even the show, when I cook for the show, I put them. But I'm a bit more careful for the show. I place them in the tea towel and put another one over the top.
Yeah, it's like a big steaming tea towel dumpling. That's what it looks like at the moment. Time for the old scone tap. That is it.
You pick that one for yourself and see they break open.
Oh, that burst open. I am actually really overwhelmed by how good. Yeah, that's the scone tap.
What would you like, blackberry or strawberry?
Blackberry or strawberry? Oh, I'll go strawberry. Classic. Okay, here we go. Now you have the other one because you got to give me how you feel about it too. So, that is very light. That is like eating a cloud. Sweet. The crust on the bottom, and then bam, it's just so soft. That is amazing. That is a good recipe.
It is a good recipe. It's a very simple one.
What do you think?
I think they're delicious.
That is amazing. This recipe is going to kick some butt, I reckon, this year at the show.
Hopefully.
Isn't it wonderful that the old shearers enjoyed a scone 100 years ago and here we are enjoying one in the Gold Coast right now?
Absolutely.
The recipe lives on forever.
It will, because Claudia will take it on, won't you, Claudia? She's my hope. The other three, I don't know.